Proverbs 3:22. So shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. They're the grace to your soul, and or they there that'll be life to your soul and grace to your neck, are speaking of what was mentioned in verse 21. Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep sound wisdom and discretion. So let's look at the first part of that. So shall they be life unto thy soul. So when kept, wisdom and understanding are life to the soul. Now, there's different ways in which we have life, right? There's physical life. Obviously, wisdom doesn't give us physical life, but it does help to sustain it. And we've looked at that already in verse 2 of chapter 3 here. It says, for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. And that's speaking of God's law and his commandments, which is wisdom. And then also in verses 16 and 18, we've already seen, length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. And then verse 18, she's a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her. So wisdom does prolong, lengthen, a person's physical life. That's true. It doesn't give us physical life, though. Wisdom and discretion also don't give us eternal life to the soul. Only God can do that. Remember what Jesus said in John 8 and verse 28. He said that I give unto them eternal life. John 10:28. And I give unto them eternal life, Jesus said, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. So only Jesus has the power of eternal life. Only he can give eternal life. We don't get it by being wise, by making good decisions. That's what the Arminians teach us, though. Don't the Arminians essentially teach us that we get eternal life by our wisdom? Because don't they tell you, make a decision for Jesus? And that's exactly what wisdom is making good decisions. So the Arminians tell us, just be wise, make a good decision, choose Jesus, and then you'll get eternal life. But that's not how it works. First of all, foolishness is bound in the heart of all of us by nature, right? We're all fools by nature. And we don't have wisdom and discretion. So how are you going to take a foolish man that doesn't have any capacity for wisdom and say, hey, just make the most important decision in your entire life, right? Make the wisest decision you possibly could, that's to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and then you get eternal life, when he's as dumb as a box of rocks. Couldn't possibly make that decision on his own. No, he doesn't get eternal life by his wisdom. Christ, the wisdom of God, gives unto them eternal life. But what wisdom does do is it gives health and quality of life to the soul. Let's look at just a couple of Proverbs. Proverbs 4 and verse 22. Proverbs 4 and verse 22. It says, for they, speaking of the words of God here, for they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. So it does give health, it does give quality of life. Let's look at one more, Proverbs 16 and verse 22. We've already looked at that in previous studies here in Proverbs 3 on how wisdom gives you quality of life. Proverbs 16 and verse 22. It says, understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it, but the instruction of fools is folly. So yes, understanding, wisdom, is a wellspring. A wellspring is like a spring, right, that gives you fresh water, that nourishes life. So living in sin makes one dead while they live, but living in wisdom makes one enjoy the best life has to offer. Let's look at just a couple of verses here. Living in sin makes one dead while they live. Because you wonder, okay, well, how is it that wisdom gives life? You know, how does it say there, they should be life unto thy soul? I mean, how is wisdom going to be life to your soul? Well, it's going to be the same way in which living in sin makes you dead while your soul's still alive, but it's said to be dead here. Well, wisdom makes it alive in that same type of way. First Timothy 5 and verse 6. This is speaking of the widow here that is living in pleasure. It says, but she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. She's not physically dead. She's not eternally dead. She's not spiritually dead. But she's dead in the sense of she's dead in fellowship with God. She is not living the good life, right? She may as well be dead because she's not living for God. She's living for pleasure. Jesus said to a church in Revelation 3 and verse 1, Revelation 3, 1, unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Right? So here's a church that Jesus says is dead. Now, it's actually not quite dead yet, but it's as good as dead. Because he says there in verse 2, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Right? So in one way, it's ready to die, but you know, God calls things that be not as though they were. He says, you're dead, right? And if you don't change course, this church is dead. That's what's going to happen. So living in sin makes you dead while you live, but living in wisdom makes you enjoy the best that life has to offer, right? And that's why wisdom and discretion will be life unto thy soul. And then the last phrase there, they will be grace to thy neck in Proverbs 3:22. So wisdom and understanding will make one attractive to others. Grace, when it's used in this sense, right? Grace, when we're talking about the grace of God, is used in a different sense. But grace used here is actually in its number one definition. It is pleasing quality, gracefulness. It's the quality of producing favorable impressions, attractiveness, charm. You know, when you say somebody's graceful, right? They see a woman that's graceful and she walks in and she looks beautiful and she's not stumbling around and that kind of thing. Now, usually with more restricted application, the attractiveness or charm belonging to elegance of proportions or especially ease and refinement of movement, action, or expression. So you see like a good dancer, somebody that can do good ballroom dancing, they're graceful, right? They move freely and elegantly. So wisdom gives grace to the neck. So wisdom gives a Christian a beautiful neck, spiritually speaking. And then if you take the wisdom that gives you a graceful, beautiful neck, and then you adorn it with the commandments of God, wearing it like a necklace, then it makes your neck look even more attractive. Proverbs 1 and verse 9. We looked at this verse here probably almost a year ago at this point. Proverbs 1 and verse 9 says, for they, speaking of the commandments of the father and mother, which could be extended to God's commandments, as we looked at before, for they shall be an ornament of grace under thy head and chains about thy neck. And then we looked also in Proverbs 3, 1 and 3. It says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. And then verse 3, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So you take that neck, which is made graceful by wisdom, and then you adorn it with mercy and truth and with the commandments of God, and then you really have quite the beautiful neck. And a wise woman will be far more attractive to a godly man than will a beautiful woman without discretion. Proverbs 11 and verse 22. It says, by the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted. That's not what I'm looking for. Let's see. Proverbs 11:22. What was I reading? I was reading 11:11. 11:22. There we go. As a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman without discretion. So discretion is what Solomon is encouraging us to. Isn't that right? He said there in verse 21, keep sound wisdom and discretion. There'll be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. But you take a woman that is without discretion, and she looks about as ugly as a pig does with a jewel of gold in his snout. Can you imagine looking at a pig with a nice earring in his nose, or her nose? That doesn't look very pretty, does it? Well, that's what a fair woman, a pretty woman, without discretion looks like. Looks like the pig with the nose ring. And I'm going to end this verse with a comment that John Gill made on it. He said, and this is only part of the comment, because you know John Gill, he goes on and on, but I thought this part was really good. How ornamental is Christ and his righteousness to a believer? How lovely is the person that is steady in his principles and regular in his practices, who stands fast in the truths of the gospel and whose conversation is as becomes it. Somebody that reads the Bible, that believes the Bible, and that lives in accordance with what the Bible says. And he's a man of principle, of conviction, he's regular in his practices. How beautiful, how lovely is that? It shall be grace to thy neck. You'll look like a beautiful woman with a beautiful necklace, or a beautiful man with a beautiful chain around your neck. That's what you'll be whenever you keep wisdom and discretion. And that sums up verse 22.